a Bay Area coalition including Jobs for Justice, Pride at Work, and Occupy San Francisco has been planning to occupy the Golden Gate Bridge on May Day, also known as International Workers' Day, in support of the Golden Gate Bridge workers who have been working without a contract for almost a year. But today, the coalition announced that the Golden Gate Bridge Labor Coalition had asked them to call off the plan to occupy the bridge and redirect all efforts towards supporting May Day strike actions and picket lines. The GGB Labor Coalition represents bus, bridge, and ferry workers. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to Golden Gate Bridge Labor Coalition organizer Alex Tonneson about why.
Would you like to say anything to KPFA about the decision not to occupy the bridge on May Day?
Yes, we actually have a statement. We appreciate the tremendous support we've received from people who have been willing to stand with us in the struggle for quality, affordable health care, especially the public, San Francisco commuters, our brothers and sisters in labor, and groups like Jobs for Justice, Pride at Work, and Occupy San Francisco. There will be a strike on May Day. Management has left us with no other choice, and we're asking our supporters to support us at the picket lines and to keep the bridge open that day.
Why have you changed your mind about trying to close the bridge?
Our situation has changed at this time, and we're working through the weekend to get the word out to our supporters, asking them to come to the picket lines and stand with us in our fight for quality health care and to keep the bridge open.
Okay, it sounds like you don't want to speak to the reason for the change in strategy.
This is a fluid situation, and that's all I can say about what's going on.
Was this a decision made by union leaders, or was there union democracy involved?
This decision was made by the coalition as a whole, and that includes rank-and-file members that have been elected as representatives for each of the 14 unions that are part of the bargaining team, and feedback from the membership itself.
There will still be a 7 a.m. labor rally at the Golden Gate Bridge Toll Plaza. KPFA will be there to cover it live and elsewhere to provide live coverage of May Day labor actions and picket lines throughout the day. The last Golden Gate Bridge workers' contract expired in July 2011. 45 bargaining sessions have failed to produce an agreement, and affordable health care remains the central point of contention between workers and management. The Golden Gate Bridge Coalition will publish picket line locations at 10 p.m. on Monday, April 30th. Buses will depart from 19th and Telegraph in Oakland and San Francisco City Hall at 6 a.m. on the following day, May Day, to deliver supporters to strike picket locations.